Hey guys, welcome back to the Anxious Aquarius. My name is Sarah. Thank you so much for being here and for taking this time for yourself. Today I wanted to talk about something that is weighing on my heart, something that I'm currently dealing with. I am facing a season of life that I never wanted to. I'm facing something that I tried very, very hard to never have to face. I've faced this pain and this feeling before, but in the past I've allowed my fear to reel me back into toxic situations. I'm sure that you know exactly what feeling I'm talking about. The one that blinds you to what is smart and what is logical. The feeling of panic and desperation to stay where you're comfortable, even if that is not the healthiest place to be, because you just want the pain to stop. You don't want to have to keep feeling the pain, and you will literally do anything to make it stop. So, what do we do? I think this answer depends on your coping skills, what you've been shown throughout your childhood, or what you've been shown as an adult, how to cope with your problems. Some people go grab a drink to take the edge off, eat too much food to feel that comforting feeling of being full, reach for drugs, go back to someone who hurts you, because we just really want the pain to stop right now. It's almost like a fight or flight mode kicks in and tricks you into thinking that it's life or death, because that's how it feels. Something that I have learned about and talked about before a few times is sitting with your pain. Something that I don't like about parts of the self-help community is using phrases to promote self-help, but never explaining exactly what they mean. Kind of like when you hear somebody say, you just need to love yourself. Just love yourself. One of my very first few episodes was about what does that even mean? It's something people say all the time. I hear it and see it at least once a day. And it's like, okay, that sounds great. Yeah, sign me up for that self-love shit. I'm all about it. I'm ready for it right now. But how does it happen? If loving yourself were as easy as just deciding to, why don't we already? I won't go too into depth on that point of view. If you want to hear more about that, definitely go check out my episode on it. I might even do a new one soon on that topic, just like a little refresher. But the question I'm posing is, what does sitting with your pain mean? What does it look like? Of course, this is purely opinion, but as I've explored this, I've come to feel that it means literally what it says. When feeling those big feelings, the one that feel like life or death, and you just want to quickly do something that you know is going to end the pain, even if it's just temporarily, because it always comes back when we don't deal with it, even if it's the wrong choice, So sitting with your pain literally just means sitting your ass down on the floor and sitting with your pain. Emotional pain is defined as a feeling. Feelings are meant to be felt. They have no other purpose than to be felt. They come from a place of survival, helping us to determine when we're in danger, when something doesn't feel safe, when things are okay and happy, when a child in school is having big feelings. A lot of the time, the best resolution is to have them sit in a safe area with something to focus on while they feel their feelings, let them process until they're gone, because they always pass. You cannot guarantee what feelings you are going to feel on any given day. No one can tell you, nobody knows, they just come as they are. We can't tell when those feelings are going to arrive, but one thing that about feelings is that you can always guarantee that they will come. And you can also always guarantee that they will pass. Always. When have you had a feeling, a bad feeling, a good feeling, that stayed forever, right? So instead of having your feelings pass and also being drunk or high or unhealthy from what you overate, what if you had just sat with your pain until the feeling passes and then that's it? It's passed. So something I'm really trying really hard to put into practice right now is sitting with my bad feelings. Literally sitting on the floor or on my bed and not allowing myself to get up until it passes. I can cry. I can scream. I can do whatever I need to, but I cannot get up and act on my feelings to try to end my pain in any way until it passes. As I get older, I notice more and more that I don't like the outcome of the decisions that I've made out of fear and for the sake of comfort, wanting to be comfortable, wanting the pain to end. 9 times out of 10, once I make the decision and the choice so that the pain will stop, I usually regret it or feel like a better choice could have been made. But for the most part, I tend to like the outcomes that I have where I just sit with my pain. I don't act on it, I just sit with it until it passes. For example, almost 4 years ago now, I quit smoking cigarettes for the final time. I tried to quit about 100 times over the many years that I smoked. And I always went back to it. A lot of the time, I would make excuses as to why me continuing to smoke was justified, was valid. Like, well, I'll be the odd one out of all my friends who smoke. Or, I won't have anything to calm my nerves if I get upset. And when I was finally really ready, I had to sit with my pain a lot. Through every craving I had, every time I wanted one so badly, every time I wanted to make an excuse to make myself feel like I was justified in quitting on myself. I just had to sit with it every time until it passed. I had to let the feeling of anger and frustration and wanting something so bad sit inside of me and wash around over and over like waves I would literally picture myself in the ocean, fighting against the waves metaphorically being my feelings and my frustration. And I would sit there with my eyes closed, trying to focus on calming the waves with my mind. Not fighting against them, not panicking, just slowing down, taking control of my breathing. And eventually, as it came to an end, floating on the waves instead. No more chaos, just peace. I sat with it, I let it consume me, and just as quickly as it came, it left. It was over, and I didn't give in. I didn't use anything to cope. I did this many times. Many, many times. And every single time, it got easier and easier until eventually I didn't have to do it. Because I knew that it was possible. I knew that in order for this feeling to stop, I didn't have to do the thing that I wanted to do that was bad for me. It was a practice I hadn't needed in a very long time. Well, at least on such a regular basis. Until now, I use it every once in a while, but right now I feel like I need it a lot again. I feel like I need to build that discipline in me again that allows room for what my heart wants, listening to my heart, but only taking action on what my mind knows is right. What I know is right when I'm not feeling those feelings, when I'm not panicking and not scared. There is a lot of beauty in pain, in what it does for you. Pain touches you deeper than any feeling. Pain has started wars, started love stories, started laws, movements, and when you learn to control the power that pain holds and truly harness it, you can do anything you want. So, what is something that you find yourself coping with in a negative way that you want to stop? Would tell you to start by making a plan on what you're going to do every time the situation arises. If you don't have a plan, you don't know where to start, you will tell yourself, I'll do it next time. I'll do it next time this comes up. So make a plan. Notice what it feels like when the feeling first starts. So that every time you feel that feeling, you know to refer to your plan. And you know, this is a situation that usually makes me cope poorly. Run into your room, run into the bathroom, whatever you need to do. Go outside, lock the door if you go in a room, and just sit with your pain. Let it consume you. Literally imagine a magnet or glue holding you to the floor and knowing it won't release you until this feeling has passed. And then cry, scream, do whatever you have to do, and then let it pass. The hardest part is starting in anything. The more that you show yourself that you can let it pass, the stronger you are going to become, and the easier it will get every time. If you try this, or if you have already and it has worked for you, and you have your own story that you want to share with me, please let me know how you felt, what the situation was, what you learned from it. I love getting messages of people telling me how they put these things that we talk about into practice. It helps me in my life so much more than you know. So thank you so much again for being here and for taking this time for yourself.